This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Beyond yesterday's presidential primary elections, voters in Washtenaw County have a tax question to decide. Washtenaw Community College put forth a 10-year, one-mill tax renewal and Headley override proposal on the ballot. And much to the relief of our guest this morning, it passed, and did so by better than a 3-1 margin. Dr. Rose Belanca is president and CEO of Washtenaw Community College, and congratulations to you, Dr. Belanca.
Thank you, and good morning. And I'd love to thank our taxpayers, our voters, for the support of the college. And I assure all of you that we will keep up the good work and focus on what you need to be successful.
From my vantage point and through community engagement, I had a pretty good idea and sense that the ballot proposal would pass. But I'm guessing in your position, you don't take passage for granted and sit on pins and needles waiting for all of those precincts to be counted. Sound about right?
Yes, until about 2:30 this morning.
Oh, you should have come over for coffee.
That's right.
When you see that nearly 78% of voters gave a thumbs up to supporting operations at WCC, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel that we have to just keep working very diligently and actually harder because everything's changing. And we need to continue to stay abreast of where, you know, technology's going, where education's going, where jobs are going, the economy for our students and our community, how expensive it is now to go to school, and we need to keep our tuition affordable. And also make sure all of our workforce development programs are up to date and that we're ready to work with our business and industry wherever they need us and however they need us. And realizing that education today doesn't end with a degree, regardless of what that degree is. People, you know, as you know, about 18% of our students already have a bachelor's degree. So many individuals come back to refresh, you know, a certain portion of what they are, their expertise is in, or perhaps to learn an additional skill set. So it's very humbling, but it just means we just have to keep going. Thank you.
The existing tax collection that was approved by voters back in 2008 will expire at the end of this year, and then the newly approved tax will be collected beginning in 2021. It's going to generate about $17.5 million in that first year of collection. You've talked about maintaining the integrity and the education and community service provided at Washtenaw Community College and the adaptation to an ever-changing environment. So, can we be a little more specific on how that money is going to be used to expand academics and community service?
Well, one of the ways, you know, just take the, when you talk, look at the mission of our college. There's a word called accessible in it to make sure that we serve our residents with and make sure our programs and education is accessible. Well, that mission and affordable was written, even though we've looked at it over the last 20 years, we've chosen not to change it. But what has changed is the definition of accessible. In 20 years, think of how that has changed. Accessible used to mean at a location near your home. Accessible now means however you want to learn. Do you want to learn online? What's your time schedule? Do you want to take classes for 15 weeks, which is a traditional way of taking classes? Or do you want to take classes in a shortened format? Do you want to have accelerated learning? Do you want to take weekend college? What does accessible mean? Not only that, but look at the ADA compliances that, thankfully, we have in place now that we didn't have to have 20 years ago. So accessible means something so different today. It means people want to reach you whenever they want to reach you. It means a website that is up to date, that can provide you the information that you need whenever you need it. So just that word has changed in the 20 years. You know, accessible for some means on their shop floor. We go right out into industry and work with our businesses, if that's how they want it, right there. So many of our classes, it's wherever you need them, however you need them. I think the only thing we haven't addressed, because no one has that answer, is subliminal. I always talk about that, but I think we have, that's the only thing we haven't. So just being committed to that, and also realizing the, you know, looking at the economic stability of our, you know, of our region and of our residents, and thinking about how that has changed and how far they have to stretch that dollar, and making sure that what we offer is not is quality, but it's affordable. And that also is part of our mission. And that's changed. Think about how much that's changed in 20 years. Just, you know, in terms of people's jobs. 20 years ago, jobs were so much more secure. But today, they change on a regular basis.
We are in an ever-changing environment, to be sure. Once again, we're talking with Dr. Rose Belanca, the president and CEO of Washtenaw Community College, celebrating this morning passage of a 10-year one-mill tax renewal and Headley override, better than a 3-to-1 margin by Washtenaw County voters. And Dr. Belanca, I do want to shift focus just a bit. As we talk about changing environments, we're sitting here this morning now knowing that COVID-19 has come to Michigan with two Southeast Michigan residents hospitalized. This is not unexpected. How is WCC preparing for the potential spread of coronavirus around or even into the campus community?
Well, as you know, as probably most college, all colleges and K-12 systems, our number one goal, of course, is the safety and well-being of our campus community. And so what we are continually doing is monitoring the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and, of course, the Michigan Department of Health. And our, I have to give a shout-out to our Washtenaw County Health Department. They have really been in close communication with us. But the steps that we have taken is, first, we've established a website with up-to-date information on the virus. And if you go to our website, you'll see any of the communications that have been issued out to our campus community that people can probably use, you know, even in their homes, as far as what needs to be done. We, as far as our cleaning, we daily, twice a day, we wipe down the high traffic areas. And we actually, you know, we were in contact with our vice president for facilities, worked for the Detroit Medical Center, as we are fortunately. And so he's been working with them, and we have purchased a disinfectant proven to fight against the virus, and that's what we've been wiping our surfaces down with.
Well, that's a great start. At some point, though, you're probably going to have to get together with the board and make the have the discussion about whether or not to shut down campus operations and move everything online for at least a period of time, as other schools have done around the country.
Yes.
Is there any schedule for having that conversation?
Well, one thing we, yes, what we've done is we have, right now our faculty are looking at how to move all of their sections onto Blackboard, and that's one way that they're doing that right now, working on that, so we'll be prepared. They're also submitting, and for students, you know, some students don't have internet access. It's hard to believe, right? It's very hard to believe.
There are significant portions of the county without.
Right. But so we are also asking faculty to give us, like, a hard copy. What are they giving their students in hard copy to take a look at to study if we have to close the campus down? So we have monitored that and works, and the vice president for instruction has asked for copies of all that. So we know, you know, in case she's contacted by someone, she'll know exactly what that faculty member has put in place.
How might such a shift in instruction impact those programs that are so decidedly hands-on?
I know. Well, we're working on that. I wish I had a better answer for you right now, but all I can tell you is we are discussing that right now, what can be done. But all I can assure you is we have met on that, and the deans of those areas, you know, are working with their faculty in preparing something. And probably, actually, maybe if I talk to you on Friday, when is that, 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Hopefully, that'll be fast enough. We'll have an answer. Maybe I'll have an answer by the end of the day. I hope so. Because that's one of our questions is, how will we deal with it? And then how do you deal with a student that has a job? You know, what about that? You know, where they have an internship or a clinical at a hospital. So these are, you know, all the discussions that we've had.
And it seemingly changes moment by moment.
Yes, it does. So honestly, I can tell you this, we probably meet four times a day on this. And maybe that's not even enough, you know,
right.
Just constantly. So we're really being very, very proactive. One of the things that they will be receiving today from me, the campus community, is an email suspending all travel for any faculty members or employees that are planning on traveling.
That is following suit with a number of other colleges. Unfortunately, our time together today has run out, but obviously we're going to need to talk again in the days to come. So thank you very much, and congratulations on passage of the millage.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Thank you.
That is Dr. Rose Belanca, the president and CEO of Washtenaw Community College. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.